Up next on American Restoration.
Hey, Rick, George Clinton's here.
The George Clinton?
There's a lot of memories in this piano.
It looked pretty funky, right?
This has been abused a bit.
Maybe by my stash in this room.
I can see cracks in the soundboard.
If this soundboard is busted, we're in serious trouble.
Oh, my God.
So this whole side got in the water, basically,
yes.
Right? This is wasted.
I know we restore stuff, but this here is beyond restoring.
I'm Rick Dale, and at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Hey, Rick, George Clinton's here.
What the hell?
The George Clinton? George Clinton is music royalty. He was a major pioneer in funk music. He's the mastermind behind the legendary bands Funkadelic and Parliament, and he's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. This guy is so cool, he could ice cubes in a fur coat in the middle of a heat wave.
Hey,
what's happening?
Great to meet you. How are you? It's an honor.
Today I brought my son Tracy, his son Trize, and the very special piano.
That's pretty wild.
But this is my baby here. There's a lot of memories in this piano.
What's the deal with it?
This is in my house back in Detroit and did a lot of writing on the piano.
Really?
Songs like We Want the Funk, Flashlight, you know, Tommy Dog and Sly Stone played on it.
Wow.
Charlie Wilson, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, when they came to my house, they used to bang on it too.
Wow.
If this piano could talk, the stories it could tell would blow my mind. This is a bona fide piece of funk history.
So this is a Chickering.
Right.
Yeah, this is 1920. It's almost 100 years old.
That's what I thought, yeah.
This company started in like 1820s. On the bottom here, it has a harp.
Well, that is a harp. Maybe find my stash in this.
This company was the first one to build these harps out of cast iron. So when they ran the strings through there, they could tighten them up really tight without it stretching the wood. So this is a good piano. It's got good roots, you know?
Yeah, that's what funk is about.
Yes, it
is. You got to have them roots.
That's right.
It looked pretty funky, right?
So what happened to it?
You know, we had a couple of floods in the storage place.
And it was maybe on like this, right?
Upside
like sitting
down,
up,
yeah.
Down like that.
I mean, it's really funky in the bad sense of the word. I'll tell you what we want to do with it. Make it look like it's Elton John's piano.
Really?
Yeah.
That nice. Pretty, yeah. Pretty.
Oh. Elton John.
We'll have to re-veneer all the wood, polish these out. You know, put some legs on it. I don't know a lot about pianos, but I do have a guy that can probably help me with that part of it. All those strings and everything inside there has to be redone. All these felts got to be redone. Make it sound good, make it look beautiful. Does this thing even make any noise anymore?
That works.
Come on, yank my doodle.
Yank my doodle.
Yank my doodle, it's a dandy. Your noodle. Give me satisfaction, I demand it. Come on.
The piano sounds about as good as it looks, which ain't too pretty. But George and his son and grandson are having so much fun performing, I don't think they care how out of tune it is.
Wow! Unbelievable!
Oh, it's still funky.
Everything you've done for music, you're the man. So I want to turn that around and do the best thing I possibly can for you. So if I can make this beautiful again, will you come back and do a little concert for us?
You can do something with it.
Yeah.
I'll be back right here.
Nice, good.
Right here in the backyard.
Nice, let's go in the office.
Okay.
The guys are going to be pumped to hear about this. All right, so this is why I called you over here, is for this piano. Wow, seen better days.
I wanted to get started on this piano immediately, so I brought in a couple of piano experts to help me make sense of this thing.
It's actually George Clinton's P-Funk, Funkadelic.
This thing gonna end up being a purple spaceship, or?
Believe me, he's the coolest guy I've ever met.
Do you mind if we open up and
yeah,
look inside?
Sure.
Right there.
Amazingly enough, it's still somewhat musical.
Biggest question I have is the soundboard.
The soundboard is basically just a big speaker.
It's impossible to tell the sound of the soundboard until it's even just roughly tuned.
Is it wood? The soundboard wood?
Yep. But if we can save the soundboard, that'll save quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
If we can't save the soundboard, that opens up a whole nother issue.
And this is the harp. I knew that much about the piano. And this is cast iron, right?
Oh, yeah, non-malleable cast iron.
I know that in the very beginning, the other guys were building these out of wood, and they'd stretch.
It has to hold 20 tons of pressure, 40,000 pounds. It's the reason why a piano stays in tune. Without all of this structure, it would stay in tune for about an hour and a half.
That's amazing.
It really is amazing.
So as far as the exterior of it, it looks like it was in the water.
Wow.
There's a lot of burn marks on here. I don't know what George was doing on the side of it, but I think I've got that part of it. But on the piano end of it, the keys, the inside, I don't have a clue what
I'm
doing.
Right. Next thing to do would be for me to get this to my shop, address the issue with the soundboard,
okay,
and take all the dampers out. We take all the tuning pins out. We lift off all the strings, unbolt the plate, and lift it right out of the piano. And then bring it back to you empty, and you can go wild with the finish.
Wood. The amount of work that goes into restoring an instrument like this is mind-boggling. Even with the extra help, we're really going to have our hands full with this one.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, brother.
You know a lot about piano.
Thanks, Rick.
You taught me a lot.
Oh, we're going to have fun.
We need to go over the top.
We're doing a piano for George Clinton.
And we need a guitar to match his style.
Bring it back in one piece, or I will kill him.
This weighs about 400 pounds, and if we break this, we ruin my life.
Hey, Ty.
There's something outside you need to come check out.
All right.
Was this like secret session or something?
No.
It's a work session.
All right, Ty. George Clinton's coming to put on a show, and Rick doesn't know about throwing concerts.
This sounds shady.
It's all right. You know how George Clinton is. He's a big name guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the idea is, you know, when he comes and gets his item, so let's make a reveal big. We need to go over the top for George Clinton. Write these down, and we're going to figure out what we can get. My biggest idea, we need to be in pimp suits. Stage PA system. Can we get circus animals? Do we have a budget for that? This is kind of basic stuff. We're going to do all this, plus I want to play with George Clinton.
All right. I know Brettley's really excited about George Clinton coming here.
I can just see it now.
But realistically, I don't know how we're gonna pull this off.
All right, we need to go over the top.
All right, dude, sounds good.
Don't let your dad know either.
All right, we'll keep it on the down low.
All right.
Come on, let's go see how that piano's doing. Definitely it.
Hey,
you Jay?
How's it going, man?
Brettley's all gung-ho about making this show badass, but it's not gonna mean a thing if we don't have a working piano. So I hope Jay's got some good news for us.
You guys came at a really good time. You can help me. I'm about to pull the harp out of the piano so we can get a look at the full soundboard for the first time.
Gotcha.
The harp weighs about 400 pounds, and if we break this, we ruin my life.
And ours, too.
And yeah, absolutely. Right.
So let's not do that.
Okay, we're gonna lift this up about 2 feet off the piano, and then we're gonna roll the piano right out into the back.
Gotcha.
Once we get this out, I can really determine whether or not we can save the soundboard.
Easy now.
Whew. Okay, now we can look at the soundboard.
I hope it's okay, because a new one's gonna cost about $5,000.
If this soundboard is busted, we're in serious trouble. I don't wanna come back to the shop an extra $5,000 in the hole.
I can see a couple of cracks in the soundboard. There are cracks back in this area. There's a very small crack right there.
Every time he says crack, I get an anxiety attack because I just see more and more money getting poured into this thing.
These cracks will open. Cracks, 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 crack, cracks, cracks, crack, cracks.
Man, this thing has more crack than the mayor of Toronto.
Seriously, dude. So, is this thing done or what?
What I'm looking at now looks pretty,
pretty promising.
Say what?
Believe it or not, these cracks are meaningless. The only problem with the crack would be if it buzzes, and all you need to do is get rid of the buzz.
Which is pretty doable.
Why the hell didn't he say that to begin with?
We're gonna clean up and shim this whole soundboard. It'll be like one solid soundboard again. And then the piano case goes to your dad.
All right, Jay.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Thank you.
And nice meeting both of you guys.
Yeah, thanks for the heart attack.
I have to completely bore out each crack on the soundboard with a Dremel to stop the crack from spreading any further. And then I'll glue in soundboard shims to make the soundboard one solid piece of wood again. When that's done, I'll take the case back to Rick's shop and they can start the exterior woodwork. So far, so good.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Rick.
How's the harp coming along?
Pretty good. Just prepping it.
Well, the reason why I came in here was this piece is actually the centerpiece of what you see when you open up the lid. And I thought it'd be awesome if the art matched George Clinton's funky style. George's whole career, he was an innovator, and he would throw stuff against the wall, and beautiful, wild colors. Everything about him was colorful, you know, and funky. What can we do to this to give it a little funk?
If it's going to be a classic-looking, just beautiful, ordinary piano on the outside, I can't imagine something better for George than you lift up that lid and... little rays come out from like it's, you know, like it's heaven. And heck, we can do all the colors of the rainbow to make it funky.
And maybe I'll bring some music for you to listen to and you can groove on.
Get my funk on.
Right? Each job, we got a feel. I want to be totally blown away.
We're doing a private concert for George Clinton. Are you going to come check it out?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Come on, y'all. Get up.
Wow. I mean, I'm totally floored.
Say what?
Out of it.
Hey guys.
How you doing, Rick?
How's the George Clinton piano doing?
Just finished sanding the whole interior, which was really a tough job. The whole side was torn off.
Right.
We had to re-veneer the whole outer side.
I mean, right now it looks like $1 million. The mahogany is going to look gorgeous when it's stained.
These are the three legs that go on this. They're solid maple.
Wow, those are nice. I mean, the wood's heavy duty. It's got to hold the whole piano up. These are beautiful.
They're solid.
Yeah.
So we have one problem. And I want to discuss with you, and it's in the other room. I'll show you right now.
Rick and Vic are master craftsmen, so when one of them has an issue with something, I know it's a serious problem.
Here's the piece we're talking about. This is a lid to the piano. Yeah. As you can see how damaged this is.
Oh my God, that thing is wasted. And it looks like it's gotten worse.
Well, after it's dried out, I would say it has. And here's the other half, they're just as bad.
So this is the whole side that got in the water, basically,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
This is wasted. Veneer is one thing, but when the base wood is split, that's another story. This is bad news.
I know we restore stuff, but this here is beyond restoring.
Okay, so it's shot, is what you're saying?
Yes, it's shot.
If we can't fix it, we can't fix it. So we gotta remake this thing, but it's gotta look just like it did.
I'll get with Tyler and we'll order up the sheets right away.
All right, good luck. I'll come check you out.
All right. Boy.
Where are we going?
Make a left right here.
This George Clinton concert is gonna be funking awesome. I mean, we have a badass PA system, we have funky clothes, all we need is a funking guitar and an audience to show up for it.
Oh, so that's why we're here.
Pretty cool stuff.
I know, right?
I love this one here.
Yeah,
that's a Fender.
It's got the three pickups.
Oh,
you know,
that's better?
It's a better sound, you know.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. What are you guys doing here?
We're actually doing a piano for George Clinton. We're trying to put together like a private concert for him.
And we need a guitar to match his style.
We're thinking about
banjo.
And I don't know how to
play it yet.
We actually want that Stratocaster on the right.
The neat thing about a Stratocaster was it was like the first electric guitar to sound like electric guitar. This is Jimi Hendrix, you know, it's just like making it scream. So this is 69. For George Clinton, it might be cool.
Every guitarist knows that the pre-1966 Fenders are the most desirable. That was the year CBS bought Fender, and since then, the quality went down to the mid-80s.
This thing's badass, though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's got a nice look to it.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to see something really cool? Hold on.
All right.
Here's a cool one. 1962.
Strat.
Owned by Vic Flick. He was like a legendary studio guy in London. This guy played with the Beatles, he played with the Stones, he played with Zeppelin, he played with Sex Pistols. He played with everybody.
That's badass.
And no, you can't touch it.
I believe it.
That's perfect. How much is it?
I'd take 80 grand for it.
No way.
He's got the checkbook.
Really, though? This first Strat is perfect.
What can I do to borrow it, loan
it? Borrow it? Okay, I'll let you borrow it. Just bring it back in one piece,
cool.
Or I will kill him.
Well, I'm still alive.
Aren't you? You're getting all the right. Easy way out.
Are you going to come check it out?
There's going to be booze, right?
Yeah, we'll work.
Okay, yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there, guys.
Thank you, Rhett.
Awesome, Rhett. Thanks.
See you guys.
That's all you, Rhett.
We're going to be funking with George.
We got to put the finishing touches on this piano. Rick and Vic are finishing up the wood, Ted's finishing up the paint, and Jay's putting the finishing touches on the inside. George is getting here soon, and I hope it lives up to his reputation.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
Yep, we're here. We're here.
Slick Rick.
Hey, good to see you.
Oh, was it a hard job?
Oh, it was tough. First of all, I want to really see if you guys remember how this thing looked.
That thing was tore up. It was Rick.
Yeah. It was all rough on the top, and it was all peeling. The inside was terrible. It didn't even have legs, remember? Ready to see it?
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready? One, two, three. You ready to see it?
Here we go. One, two, three. Oh, it's the same one.
Yeah, it's the same one. Swear. The same one.
Here. Wow, Rick. That's deep. That's crazy.
I won't lie. The exterior was a funk ton of work. The wood alone, we probably got 100 hours doing the wood. The top was the worst.
Yes.
Remember, it was lifting and peeling? The top was unsalvageable, so we had to remake the whole thing. Then we stained it out, the original stain. We also replaced all the keys and added that real nice red felt under there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the red carpet. He just got it dripped up and draped out.
What the inside look like?
So for the inside, I got some help from my friend Jay that works at Family Music Center. All the wood and felt and wires, there's just a ton of stuff inside there that make this thing operate. Plus the soundboard. It had a few little cracks that evidently were fixable instead of replacing the whole thing. And that's what I was really worried about. As far as the inside, we tried to funk it up a little bit. Quite honestly, I'm a little nervous to show you the inside. All right, so you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, the
hose. Whoa, buddy! That's funkadelic. That is so delic.
What do you think?
Holy shit. Oh, man. All right. What's wrong with you, man? Beautiful day glow. It's like fluorescent
color. Oh, my God. It used to be gold. Ted, my artist, helped me figure out which colors we would put where. Like a Dago pink, it's got Dago blue, just like your dreads were.
Okay.
Just like those colors.
He got the sparkles in the white,
yeah. It's got a pearl, so it's got pearl in the white.
Ooh, it look like you. Look, 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 this your smile right here. That's, and there go your hair right there, your face, boy. Big ass smile. Hey.
Want to try it out?
Rick, I got to give it to you. You did your job. You did your job magnificent. I've been around a lot of pianos, nothing like this. I could not ask for more. It is beautiful.
You said you might be able to play a little bit on it?
Hold on, Rick, hold on. Slow your roll. He's still trying to take it in right now. Why don't you go finish the paperwork? Me and George and the boys got something planned for you.
What do you mean?
It's okay.
I've said too much.
Just hold that thought, player.
We want to make this really special for Rick. So Tyler and I got these suits. We invited all our friends to the Boneyard for just this insane funk fest. What's happening, bro? Boy, you looking like a pimp. Both of y'all looking pimpish.
Thank you guys for all coming out. Where's your dad at, Tyler?
I don't know. You need to get him out here. It's for him, though, right?
Where's he at?
All right, everybody, maybe he'll hear us if we all do it. Rick, 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 Rick.
You know, I knew he was going to put on a show, but I'd never expected anything like this. I mean, I'm totally floored.
You got a real type of thing going down deep now. There's a whole lot of rhythm going around. All three of the funk. Say what?
Get it. Gotta
pop, pop, pop.
What'd you say? Live it easy.
Gotta have a pop.
Incredible. I'm so honored that George let me bring back the funk.
Come on, boy. Say, oh.
We want the funk.
Everybody oh. Say.
Gotta have that funk.
Sing louder.
We need the funk.
Come on, sing, y'all.
Gotta have that funk.
Everybody sing. It. Come on.
We want the funk.
Come on, sing, y'all.
Gotta have that funk.
I'm so glad I brought the kid out here. And it sounded gorgeous. I mean, Rick did such a good job on it. So we'll see what else I can find.